The Father's Frown, June 10. This is your hour, and the power of darkness. As the Son of God bowed in the attitude of prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, the agony of his spirit forced from his pores sweat like great drops of blood. It was here that the horror of great darkness surrounded him. The sins of the world were upon him. He was suffering in man's stead as a transgressor of his Father's law. Here was the scene of temptation. The divine light of God was receding from his vision, and he was passing into the hands of the powers of darkness. In his soul anguish he lay prostrate on the cold earth. He was realizing his Father's frown. He had taken the cup of suffering from the lips of guilty man, and proposed to drink it himself, and in its place give to man the cup of blessing. The wrath that would have fallen upon man was now falling upon Christ. It was here that the mysterious cup trembled in his hand. Jesus had often resorted to Gethsemane with his disciples for meditation and prayer. Never before had the Savior visited the spot with a heart so full of sorrow. It was not bodily suffering from which the Son of God shrank. The sins of a lost world were upon him and overwhelming him. It was a sense of his Father's frown, in consequence of sin, which rent his heart with such piercing agony and forced from his brow great drops of blood. We can have but faint conceptions of the inexpressible anguish of God's dear Son in Gethsemane, as he realized his separation from his Father in consequence of bearing man's sin. He became sin for the fallen race. The sense of the withdrawal of his Father's love pressed from his anguished soul these mournful words, "My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death." The divine Son of God was fainting, dying. The Father sent a messenger from his presence to strengthen the divine sufferer and brace him to tread the blood-stained path. Could mortals have viewed the amazement and the sorrow of the angelic host as they watched in silent grief the Father separating his beams of light, love, and glory from the beloved Son of his bosom, they would better understand how offensive sin is in his sight.